Welcome to the New Creation Lutheran Church podcast. We're a welcoming faith community in San Jose, California, grounded in the love of God and committed to living that love in the world. We offer two kinds of episodes each week. First, you'll hear recordings of our Sunday worship services. So whether you're traveling, at home, or exploring our community for the first time, you can join us in worship. Second, we share episodes inspired by our blog, where we reflect on scripture, explore how faith speaks to today's world, and talk about what it means to follow Jesus in daily life. While we work out the technical details of our production process, you'll hear an AI voice reading some of our episodes. We're doing this so we can share content with you right away, and we'll transition to live voices as our setup develops. Thanks for listening. We're glad you're here. Hi, everyone, and welcome. Today, we're talking about a topic that's been on a lot of minds lately, church closures. You may have seen the reports saying as many as 15,000 churches could close across the U.S. in 2025. That number isn't official, but many of us feel the trend. If you're part of a small or struggling congregation, it can sound discouraging, but here's the message I want to share with you. Do not lose hope. There are things we can do right now as members and communities of faith to stay strong and keep serving. Let's start with two reminders from Scripture. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, "I am with you always." Those promises never depend on building size, attendance numbers, or budget lines. They're about presence. They shape how we listen to the news and how we act in love. Psalm 90 includes this prayer, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Wisdom helps us see the moment clearly. Many pastors and staff still carry extra pressure from the pandemic years. Some congregations face smaller volunteer pools and tighter budgets. In rural areas, every closure feels deeper because the church often holds the community together. Seeing that reality is not defeat, it's the first step toward faithful action. So what can members do? Here are seven simple practical steps. They work for any church, large or small, because they center on people and mission. Start by asking for clarity. Read the updates. Attend meetings. Pray over the monthly giving and expense reports. If you notice a gap, ask kind, direct questions. Where is the strain? Where is the fruit? Clarity builds trust and lets us act before crisis hits. Next, ask this. If our church disappeared, what wound in our city would remain? That answer reveals your mission. Let it guide your giving, your time, and your prayer. If your church's heart is food security, make the pantry your focus. If it's children and youth, show up on that weeknight. It's okay to prune back other activities. Doing so creates space for what matters most. Third, no one should carry too much. Share the work in small bites. You can shadow someone's role for a month, rotate a task for a season, or offer a few hours a week for a specific job. Even better, leave behind a checklist for the next person. When the load is shared, ministry grows and burnout eases. Next, look around your community. Is there opportunity for a partnership? Is there another congregation with a similar heart? Start one shared effort together, a youth night, a short Bible study, a music event. These connections bless people right now, and if change comes later, you already have trusted partners. Sometimes that partnership leads somewhere new. If two nearby congregations share vision and values, it might make sense to become one church. When done with prayer, communication, and respect for both histories, mergers can bring new life. That's what happened with New Creation and Next Gen, two congregations that chose to merge when both were struggling. Together, they built more than either could alone, and their shared ministry has continued for more than a decade. Next, we should steward the building with imagination. Our buildings are tools for ministry, not museum pieces. Think creatively about weekday uses, maybe counseling space, or offices for nonprofits that align with your mission. Form a small facilities team with clear policies and fair agreements. If a sale or downsizing ever comes, vote with prayer and solid information. Treat any proceeds as seeds for future ministry, for mercy work, outreach, or scholarships. Sixth, care for caregivers. When pastors and staff are healthy, the church is healthier too. Guard their Sabbath time by holding non-essential questions until later. Start a small prayer circle that focuses on your leaders and ask this simple question: what is one task I can take this month? Then follow through with joy. The last, practice hospitality as evangelism. If outreach feels overwhelming, start small with hospitality. Host a neighborhood meal. Invite a neighbor or coworker to serve with you at Encompass Homeless Ministry. When the moment feels right, offer an invitation to worship. Hospitality can be the front porch that leads people to Christ, who welcomes and sends. When everything feels uncertain, go back to the basics that shape us. Pray every day. Read scripture together. Worship weekly. Welcome others warmly. Serve neighbors. Forgive quickly. Give as you're able. Rest. Stay connected in small groups that meet and pray. As 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 says, like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. That house keeps growing wherever people follow Christ in love. Here are a few ways to put faith into action this week. Read your church's latest financial update and pray Psalm 90. Ask one leader what task you can take for a month. Invite someone to serve with you at Encompass Homeless Ministry. And email a nearby church to suggest one shared activity this season. Friends, do not be discouraged. Christ is present when two or three gather. Christ is with us always. The Spirit is moving in small sanctuaries and in large ones, in new plants and long-standing congregations, in gym floors and open-air chapels. Our call has not changed. Love God, love neighbor, tell the truth, and take the next faithful step together. We're happy that you joined us today. May peace and courage guide your week. Thanks for listening to the New Creation Lutheran Church podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love for you to subscribe and share it with a friend. You're always welcome to join us for Sunday worship, offered live at our church, interactively on Zoom, and live streamed on our YouTube channel. All the details you need can be found at www.newcreationlutheranchurch.org. If you'd like to support our ministry, you can give through the links on our website or text the word GIVE to 844-703-9144. That's text GIVE to 844-703-9144. We're grateful to have you with us. See you next time.